I started working when, gosh, before I was a teenager. I worked on the farm, my uncle's brother's farm. I mean, hard work, real. I mean, we weren't picking fruit. We were digging. We were putting irrigation pipes down. We were driving tractors and trucks at 11, 12 years old. I worked at the East Madison Y. We'd take a group of girls. We had the biggest camping program in the city out of that little YMCA. I'd go to all the elementary schools in this area, and the kids, the girls, I'd take them camping, especially. Then I'd take the boys. And then my first real job was with SOIC, Seattle Opportunities. I got a chance to be a counselor there. The whole program was to take underemployed or unemployed and untrained people and get them training and get a job and you know, do something with their life. And it was a real good program. And I worked in that program for a few years, and then I had a chance to go work at Franklin High School in the school system as a what's called a homeschool liaison. Basically, it was really a glorified, I guess what you call it, truant officer, because we would track down kids and why they weren't going to school, and I'd find out stuff. I'd hang out in pool halls and find out where they are and ride the street and find out what they were doing. And then I also got involved in handling disputes amongst students and stuff because I knew the kids and stuff like that. Plus, I coached football there. And so then I went to go work for the Human Rights Commission, the special program doing mediation. So that's how I got involved in mediation in 1975. No one did mediation. And because of where I was raised and where I grew up, significantly, without a doubt, led me to the path where I'm at and my career path and what I've been doing. The experiences at Garfield or Washington and the jobs I've had in the community. If it weren't for the fact that I grew up in this neighborhood, in this community, I don't think I would be where I am today. I don't think I would be the person I am today. It taught me most of everything in terms of my values and how I relate to people and how you serve and engage people. That's what my neighborhood of orientation taught me.